Oh, Jack, it must feel different again having a game on this week. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, to what extent, Jack, did the Waratahs and yourself, you wipe the slate clean and start again after having, what, a 1-6 start under the old Super Rugby comp?
Yeah, definitely. There's a bit of a new feeling around the place of training now. I think we definitely just tried to, as you said, wipe the slate clean and just start again. And we've got quite a young squad, so I think it's actually been a bit of a blessing for us. Just that opportunity to go back to the drawing board and start again. And, a bit more time to get on top of things.
Yeah, Jack, talking of opportunity, no KB, he's left, and this presents a great opportunity for yourself.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. You know, KB is obviously, a legend of our game and done so much for rugby in New South Wales and Australia. But personally, now that he's gone, it's opened up an opportunity for me, at the back, which is where I've played most of my footy growing up, and I'm a bit more comfortable there. So, while you lose a lot of experience, and Pabby was a great mate, a great mentor, it's sort of exciting to step up and, I guess, take on a bit more responsibility in the team.
It's great that rugby is back up and running in this country, and it's great to see the Waratahs taking on the Reds. And we know from other sports in Australia, in particular State of Origin, the great rivalry between New South Wales and Queensland. Can you take us into the Waratahs and what it's like to be a part of your group in the lead-up to taking on the Queensland Reds?
Yeah, well, we're quite a young side, to be honest. So a lot of guys haven't really, been experienced that before. I've never been experienced to either. I've played most all my Super Rugby down in Melbourne before, so I've never actually played this New South Wales versus Queensland derby before. We actually had Paul Gallen come in last week and have a chat about that and the rivalry. So, yeah, I guess that sort of pumped a few guys up and made it feel a bit more real. There is definitely that, I guess, that pride on the line and the bragging rights. So, yeah, we're pretty pumped to go and give it a good crack.
Yeah, because I think, supporters feed off that rivalry, and they'd like to see that rivalry between the two states. And I just wanted to know, because I'm talking from a league's perspective here, that there's great hatred and there's great rivalry between the two states. I'm just wondering what it was like in the camp for New South Wales. And, I'm wondering what it'd be like up there in Queensland. Is it different because a lot of players from Queensland come down and play for New South Wales, and similarly New South Wales players go out there and play for Queensland?
Yeah, we've got a few old Queensland boys in our side. I'm sure they don't like that Queensland. They've probably got a target on their heads this weekend, those boys. Yeah. But, the rivalry is definitely strong. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's, sort of State of Origin, that stigma, because I guess these games come about, a few times every year. And it's sort of strange as well because you end up playing with one of those boys at the end of the year, which I guess, for some boys makes it more personal, and some boys it makes it, a bit, not as confrontational and stuff. But, I think for fans, it's a massive one as well. As you said, like league and just that old rivalry and getting one up. So, we couldn't be much more motivated than what we are about on Friday night.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall and be inside Carmichael Hunt's mind when Gal was talking about State of Origin.
Yeah, he chirped up a few times to Gal, I think.
and I guess a new experience for you as well, travelling interstate on the same day to play a game, Jack. I'm guessing you probably haven't done that for a while, if at all.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that, actually. It'll be a new experience, but just something you've got to adapt to. It's not ideal, obviously, but we're all just very, I guess, grateful to be able to play footy again. So, as I said, things can't be choosing, it's not the way we've got to do it. We're all more than happy to get on with that.
Can we expect the game to be played any differently, Jack? Is there any new rule changes that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, there is a few. It's sort of a few rules which are, I guess you would have seen in rugby league over the years. So there's a 50-22. If you have a ruck inside your own half and you get the ball out in there, 22, get the line out. And I think the main thing that will affect the teams will have to prioritise the backfield more. So you'll probably see teams going with at least two in the backfield at all times. And I guess that, in turn, will open up space in the front line. And then if you keep the ball in the opposition 22, they can't mark it. So I guess that's also encouraging more attacking
to run the ball. Yeah, good rules.
Yeah. So, it's a bit different. But at the end of the day, it's still footy, right? So, You know, whilst there are a couple of different rules, I don't think it'll change the game too much.
Yeah, and Jack, has that been a focus in regards to the Waratahs' preparation? And we speak a lot about, you know, the AFL being back, rugby league being back, and the preparation time these guys had. Has that played a part in, you know, we're seeing so many soft tissue injuries and ACL injuries? From your perspective as a player, do you feel like you've had enough preparation time?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been in the, what would it be, 6 or 8 weeks now of training, which, to be honest, has felt like 6 or 8 months. So, we're pretty well prepared. And I know the league boys went in off the back of 3 weeks. Mm. That's a bit intense. But 6 or 8 weeks is more than enough time to get your body ready, to be honest. So, I don't think there'll be any excuses on our part.
Mate, you're really good mates with Angus Crichton, aren't you? Do you used to live together?
Yeah. We used to live together when I was back in Melbourne. We went to school together, so we've been friends for a while.
Are you giving some stick about his finger situation?
Mate, we've actually... he's got a sore pinky finger at the moment. I dislocated one of mine the other day, so we're actually seeing the same finger specialist at the moment.
And feeling for each other.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. when I dislocated, I said... Angus, he started out with just one dislocation, then he, you know, played on it, kept dislocating it, and the rest is history. And when I first dislocated, I said, I'm not pushing this. You've seen Angus' finger. Yeah. Our doctor used to be the research doctor, so I was very cautious of that one.
Now, you're off contract as well, Jack, at the end of the year. Just describe the stress at the moment in waiting for all this to get sorted in regards to a broadcast deal for next year, where the players stand as far as their pay for the rest of this year. What's the latest you're hearing from the Players Association?
I think they're pretty confident that they're close to striking up a deal with Rugby Australia that we'll all be happy with. I guess there has been a lot of chat about almost everything under the sun in the last few months, but for us, having the opportunity to go and play on Friday night is a very welcome distraction. All our attention's sort of there at the moment. Whatever happens, I guess most stuff's out of our control anyway. So, we'll just get on with it. And, when something hard comes in terms of an outcome, then I'm sure we'll be happy with it.
What about yourself? You spent some time in the Sevens program. Is Tokyo still a chance of being on the agenda, provided it goes ahead, of course, next year?
Mate, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what goes with the Olympics and the scheduling. I guess at the moment, just everything's so uncertain, within the world. And look, if the opportunity came around, I'd absolutely love to. I mean, going to the Olympics is, I guess, the Olympics is sort of the pinnacle of sport. The opportunity to go out and represent your country and that, and, hopefully bringing a medal would be something you'd really for the rest of your life. I guess the opportunity came around, but at the moment, just the nature of how everything's going in the world, it's sort of a bit hard to commit to something 12 months out.
Now, late in your high school, your time at high school, you were an accomplished cricketer, weren't you, Jack? How close were you to going in that path rather than rugby?
I was pretty close, actually. When I left school, I had no ambitions, really, but a footy player. I just wanted to play out of school to sort of make new mates and have a good time. That's how it all sort of started. I just played well in the snowball effect and I ended up getting a contract to play footy. But, cricket out of school, I got a scholarship to Sydney Uni. That was my main priority. I was training 4 or 5 times a week for that. Footy was just more of a social thing.
Were you a batsman or a bowler?
Yeah, I was a batsman.
Smart man. Easier well, work, Mido.
Well, Jack.
After work, same money.
Of course you're going to say that, Clark. Jack, look, can't wait to see you in action this week. Good luck, particularly in that 15 jersey. And, good luck. Hopefully we see you in a gold jersey as well later this year. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.